If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.
Well, we had that nice soaker as expected yesterday, and rainfall amounts averaging generally a half inch to an inch and a half, but there was a band from parts of Clay into St. Johns County of as much as 2 to 2.5 inches of rain, even an isolated 3-inch amount or two here and there. So pretty impressive rainfall, and again, a godsend for this time of year as we head toward the peak of the wildfire season. Really great to get these fronts moving through that soak the area. It will be dry now for a while. Doesn't look like our next best chance for any rainfall till at least the middle of next week, and perhaps not until late in the week. Temperatures today much cooler on the backside of the front, but we'll get into sunshine. It'll be breezy. We only reach the lower 70s. That'll be several degrees below average, and where you're going to really notice the cool temperatures will be at night. Not just tonight, but the next few nights will drop well down into the 40s, and there may be a few spots near and west of Highway 301, far western Duval, far western Nassau, parts of Baker County that managed to get to 38 or 39 degrees on a couple of nights here. So it's going to be chilly, but really some pretty early spring weather. Just remember, in a couple of months, we'll be wishing it were cool. So it won't take long at all, and that'll all be changing. Temperatures down into the 40s tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night. Afternoon high temperatures tomorrow and Saturday will only be near 70 degrees. And then we start a warming trend on Sunday. We'll reach into the mid-70s, and on Monday, we'll approach 80 degrees, and then we'll likely get into the quite a ways into the 80s, low to mid-80s at least, by the time we get to Tuesday and Wednesday ahead of the next cold front that looks like it'll be sweeping eastward mid and late part of next week. So we continue to take a look at the eclipse forecast for Monday. Again, it's a partial eclipse for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida at its peak at 3:05 p.m. About 64% of the sun will be covered, and it looks like a partly sunny sky. Perhaps not completely clear, but also not completely overcast, so should get a decent view. Remember, there's a UNF viewing party with Action News. Jax will be giving out solar eclipse glasses for free. And then today, I'll be at Celebrity Chefs at the Prime Osborne downtown. That's a fundraiser for the Salvation Army's Women's Auxiliary. A great fundraiser that's been going on for many, many years. There's great food. It's $40 a ticket. There's still tickets available online. Just go to the SalvationArmy.org, Northeast Florida, SalvationArmyNortheastFlorida.org. And you can buy your tickets and get there 11 to 1, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And chefs like me, if you want to call me a chef, and I'd be careful with that, will be serving dishes for you. You can come back as many times as you want. There'll be dessert items, lunch items, dinner items. It's sort of like a taste-of approach, and then all that fundraising, that money, goes to the Women's Auxiliary of the Salvation Army, doing the most good in Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jacks First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.